Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Crystal Integrated Services Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. The statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjay Dighe, CEO and Whole-Time Director of the company for Crystal Integrated Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to wish all of you a warm welcome to Crystal Integrated Services Limited's earnings conference call for the fourth quarter and full year ended 31st March 2025. I would like to begin this session by expressing my gratitude to all of you for taking time out to join us today. We have on call with us my colleague, Mr. Barun Deo, who is our Chief Financial Officer, and Adfactors and the team led by Savli. It gives me great pleasure to address you all today as we stand at the cusp of a spectacular growth journey. Since this is only our third conference call, I would like to share a brief overview of Crystal before we get into the recent developments and business and financial performance. A brief background for the people who are new or otherwise also, because it's been quite some time. Crystal is among the leading and the fastest-growing well-diversified services provider in the integrated facility management space. Predominantly, the services offered are staffing solutions, security services, catering services, and catering services. So these are the four verticals that we've been operating all these years. Over the years, we have also strived to become a one-stop shop for all our services, which reflects in our diversified service offerings. This was complemented by our endeavor to develop a nationwide footprint in terms of our customers, our offices, and the locations that we service for our customers. Over the years, we have built a very strong team of skilled workforce, a robust and marquee customer base, and obviously a very good quality of line one and line two managers, which are a senior team and their team leaders. So today, we are in four key domains that I explained earlier: integrated facility management, which encompasses housekeeping, sanitization, washroom hygiene, gardening, pest control, facade cleaning, and various other services that any infrastructure requires to keep it up and running. The second portfolio is private security and man guarding. The third is staffing solutions and payroll management. And the fourth is catering, which comprises of providing food and beverage services through our corporate kitchen in Mumbai and servicing some of the good corporates here in Mumbai. Now, touching upon some key developments, the year gone by has been particularly very, very eventful for us, marked with several major milestones. Recently, we forayed into the rapidly growing wastewater management and effluent treatment segment. The company has prior experience in executing turnkey projects way back in 2016 and had built a very good team since then. But this year, the company is focused independently on growing this segment because there is a huge scope here for growth. We have already hired a team of 20 talented members who understand the technology and the engineering part of it. Also, some are specialized into the ZLD process, which is zero liquid discharge. Today, the team comprises of professionals from various industrial development corporations and other private sectors as well, which work in this domain. We already had embarked on the solid waste management services, where we have been doing solid waste management for Thane Municipal Corporation. But here, as a completing our portfolio as a whole, as a waste management, we have now pushed the pedal on water waste management as well. So in totality, our waste management division has now over 200 experienced people in field. And we are very, very upbeat on growing this portfolio in this coming financial year. Two other new avenues that we have diversified along with this wastewater management is technical facility management. Technical facility management used to be one odd service that we used to offer in our integrated facility management portfolio. But because of the demand for the services, because of the market that these services have, we have carved out this vertical as an independent technical facility management vertical. And the way we are very, very upbeat on the wastewater management, we have a very planned growth strategy for the technical facility management vertical also. The second new vertical that we have set as a 100% subsidiary is our B2C line of work. Taskmasters is what is the name of this subsidiary. And we will be offering this B2C services, which I will delve upon a little later and explain to you. Technical facility management will encompass specialized services requiring very higher skill sets and is expected to be more profitable in the long run. This also aligns with our strategy to upskill our services portfolio. Services herein encompass MEP, which is mechanical, electrical, plumbing, HVAC, and EHU maintenance, DG site maintenance, and various other equipment that is put and installed in any infrastructure which requires maintenance. Taskmaster is what I just touched upon. It's Taskmaster Private Limited. This is a 100% subsidiary, as I explained to you, which is going to provide deep cleaning services and everything and all other services that are required by the residential sector, homes, bungalows, villas, and other residential structures. This is our B2C offering. We've been thinking about doing this for quite some time, and we think this year it's a good year for us to push this B2C product in the market. Today, thanks to our diversified range of services, not only are we able to cater to almost all the major industries, but more importantly, strengthen our business model and offerings. Broadly speaking, some of the key sectors where we are present include healthcare, education, city infrastructure, which covers airports, railways, metros, manufacturing units, retail outlets, entertainment hubs, and so on and so forth. We are present in almost all verticals through either a standalone service offering or bundled services. Our clientele is spread across government organizations as well as corporates across the length and breadth of the nation. It is heartening to say that Crystal's brand value is backed by our most valuable asset, our people on the field. We have 43,300 plus on-site workforce who are our brand ambassadors. Through our pan-India footprint of 26 branches, the number of customers and locations that we cater to have increased to 461 customers and 3,209 locations across the country during this year. Our quality and consistency of service delivery has won us the trust and faith of our clients, which reflects in an industry level of contract renewals. In fact, our top three customers have been with us since over a decade. We were also awarded by the Economic Times this year as the best service delivery company of the year for financial year 24-25. So I am very happy to share this news with you. Coming to some key recent orders contracts. These are indeed exciting times for us at Crisil. Throughout the last financial year, we were able to grow our order book and acquire new customers at a much higher rate than the previous year. In financial year 2025, we acquired 139 new customers, which is a very, very good performance on a national level. And, you know, I'm very happy that our sales team and business acquisitions team are engaged on a daily basis, on a weekly basis to make these things happen. This was vis-a-vis the 76 new clients we acquired in financial year 2024. So we have nearly doubled our rate of customer acquisition this year. The contracts we won during this year cover a wide range of sectors, from airports and metro stations to hospitals, retail establishments and other manufacturing sites, including pharma companies, thereby expanding our portfolio of clients both in the government and the private sector. To just name a few recent noteworthy contracts win over the last quarter, we secured a Rs. 349 crore facility management contract from Tamil Nadu Medical Services, a security services contract from SVC Cooperative Bank, which is a Shyam Rao Vittal Cooperative Bank, for managing their pan-India security requirements. We got the staffing contract for Mumbai monorail stations, and a Rs. 84 crore worth of sanitization service order as PGI MER, which is one of the very prominent hospitals in Chandigarh. We further expanded our presence in airports, providing bundled services at the Chandigarh Airport, Chennai International Airport, and Trivandrum Airports. So these are very, very noteworthy achievements that we have done in the last quarter of the financial year gone by. As I mentioned earlier, a significant milestone achievement was our entry into the wastewater and effluent treatment space, which was through our contract with TPPA, which is based in, industrial zone in Chennai, which is called as Thindivaram Industrial Area. This contract marked our foray into wastewater management and effluent treatment, which is an exciting new vertical for us. We see tremendous growth opportunities here, and Crisil is well positioned to capitalize on these by leveraging its strengths. This comes as a natural follow-up to our previous foray into waste management, as I told you, and I mentioned already the Thane Municipal Corporation here. So these are strategic in nature, such that we get pre-qualification in this space, so that in the future we are ready for much projects or projects which are mid-sized but have a national presence and are very, very marquee in terms of its margin profile. Further, we secured the 3-year Rs. 167 crore facility management contract and a 5-year Rs. 134 crore staffing and payroll management contract from the Directorate of Medical Education and Research Center, Maharashtra. Other wins during the earlier half of this fiscal include one with BRFL Textiles, a contract extension in Chennai by the Directorate of Medical Education and Research for Housekeeping and Security, and staffing for Nicomac Taikisha Hyderabad plants. On another note, our participation with the Vishnu Prasad Research Center earlier in the year marks a new chapter in innovation. We will be commercializing this patented bioenzyme technology for solid waste management, which is a high-margin, eco-friendly service in our portfolio. All these developments demonstrate our ability to scale across diverse verticals, and we see immense opportunities in all of them going ahead. An important aspect of our strategy is to harness innovation, science and technology, and diversify and evolve into an end-to-end service provider offering technologically innovative services. While doing so, our focus shall always remain on delivering sustainable value for our stakeholders. So, I think now I would like to hand over to Mr. Barun, our CFO, to take us through our financial performance. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon. Now I will first tell you the fourth quarter Q4 FY25 results. We reported 413.10 crore in revenue during Q4 FY25, a 41.39% year-on-year rise. Growth was primarily driven by several new contracts won and executed during the period, coupled with an increase in our average billing per contract. Our EBITDA, excluding the other income for the quarter, stands 26.75 crore, growing 42.28% year-on-year. EBITDA margin improved by 4 basic points to 6.48%. Cost efficiency in terms of material cost helped offset higher investment in skilled talent, thereby benefiting the margins. Our PAT during this quarter is 16.91 crore as against 15.74 crore in the fourth quarter of FY24. PAT margin stood at 4.09%. Earning per share for the quarter is 12.12. Coming to our annual FY25 numbers, our revenue for FY25 came at 1212.78 crore, an 18.11% year-on-year rise. The new order across our service portfolio and higher average billing helped increase top line. Our EBITDA, excluding other income for the year, stood at 77.71 crore, up by 13.15% year-on-year. EBITDA margin is 6.41%. Investment made towards strengthening our talent pool, coupled with investments in new ventures, had a bearing on the margin. Our PAT during the period is 62.33 crore as against 49.03 crore in FY24, up by 27%. PAT margin stood at 5.14%, up by 37 basic points. Earning per share for the period is 44.61. The Board of Directors has recommended a final dividend of ₹1.550 per equity share of face value of ₹10 for the financial year 25, subject to approval of shareholders. This is all from our side. We can now open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Agastya Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
This is not an extension. And this is a new contract for 3 years.
Yeah, but earlier also we are doing work over there, and the contract was extended till I think December. So I think it is of the same area or it is new geography? And what happened to that contract if it is?
No. So that contract, it is the same contract. It is the re-tendering of the same contract. It is the same geography for the Tamil Nadu district hospitals across the 4 zones. There was a re-bidding which was done because the earlier bids were the government of Tamil Nadu decided to end the contract and re-bid it. So there are different companies which have submitted the bid across the 4 zones. It was a competitive bidding. But as we all know by now, Crystal is very, very focused on the margins. And now that we are listed, we are more responsible. Our responsibility is to give good returns to our stakeholders as well. So we as a policy do not bid for tenders just for the sake of it unless and until we see value. So here, though it is the same tender and earlier we were billing higher values, we have submitted, we had bid in our own way, in our own prudence for all four sectors, keeping in mind our responsibilities. We got one sector here based on our rates. So therefore, the contract is the same, but we now will be servicing one zone. Earlier that we were servicing three zones, and we are happy here that we have got this opportunity to participate in this tender with the Tamil Nadu government. We are very, very experienced here in the Tamil Nadu government, and we've been servicing this contract for many years now, for earlier 10 years also. So we are very happy to be keeping our association going for the next 3-year tenure as well.
Yeah, that's very good. I think, but I think there is no further scope to grab anything from Tamil Nadu, right?
No, there is. See, Tamil Nadu is a very, very good state. It also has good programs, and they are also very forward-thinking state. We have a very good presence in terms of our office and infrastructure in Tamil Nadu. And our tender team also is distributed zone-wise. So we have a very active tender team focused on various other business opportunities in Tamil Nadu. So yes, we have our eyes open there, our evaluations there. So whenever we feel there is a good opportunity where we are able to add value to the government through a proper financial assessment of these tenders, we will be happy to submit our bids. So it is a very good market and we have a good presence there. We will always keep our eyes open and see what is there in store for us.
Okay. Regarding this contracts means from Airport Authority of India, I think the airports which are we own almost are managed by Airport Authority of India only. So do we see that we have scope and any discussion with the private airports which are large airports like Hyderabad, Mumbai, Delhi? So do you see any scope and what could be the margins in this segment as compared to other segments?
Yeah, see, Mr. Bala, here our presence in airport has been there since the year 2006-2007. So we are one of the most experienced players when it comes to managing of airport terminals. And we are participating. We are anyway doing work. We have the experience of working with GMR, GVK also, and now the Adani Airport also. We are anyway offering our services at the Mumbai International Airport, the international terminal. But as the while we are pursuing our business with the private players, we are also not forgetting the Airport Authority of India terminals because they have more than 100 terminals nationally, and that is also a good footprint that we plan to have in our portfolio. So therefore, we bid for both the private airport business as well as the government airport business.
So on margin front, could you comment on that? How big a margin is
this? I will not be able to comment on the margin because it's a little price sensitive issue. But as you know, we get into businesses to ensure that we add value to the organization and to our investors as well. And at the same side, we are very prudent as to when we acquire business, what kind of qualification criteria it will build for us in the long run. So these are two areas that we are very mindful. So I will not be able to disclose specifically, but please be rest assured that when we are entering into businesses, it is keeping at the end of the day the entire value proposition in mind.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. I would request you to rejoin the question queue. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants, please limit your questions to two per participant. The question is from the line of Rahul from Monarch Net.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, congratulations with your numbers, sir.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Hi. Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Just two questions from my end. So just wanted to understand the potential of the new businesses that you've started, water waste management, what are the kind of contracts we can probably bid for? And the task manager, how many cities have we kind of launched in, and by when do we expect some kind of revenue to start coming in from here as well?
Good questions to both. I'll answer the first question. Now, the wastewater management, this is a very, very big opportunity. It is a big, big area. And also, this has a combination of both the angles. A lot of MIDCs which have set up their plants, even under the Make in India or which were existing, there are the effluent treatment plants or CETP. They are somewhere they are owned by the government, and somewhere they are proposing that the manufacturing units themselves put that to meet with the green and environment-friendly requirements set by the global and government standards. Now, if you see today, the manufacturing in India has a lot of multinationals as also Indian companies. So there are a lot of environmental compulsions. So therefore, this CETP, ETP, managing the wastewater is very, very crucial. There are other players who may be doing that. We are focusing on a sector wherein we will do 2 to 5 MLD kind of projects, which are mid-sized projects, small projects, but marquee projects. And also the turnaround of project completion cycle is going to be faster. So we are very specifically got into this kind of segment, and we have put up a very good team that I said in my opening remark here. Also, because it is project-based, it also has a built-in operations and maintenance for the 2 to 3 year tenure. So you have a pipeline also of business, and importantly also it has a much better margin profile than our existing business that we are doing. So in combination, it is a good sector to be in. Anyway, we have offices nationally, 26 offices. So our reach in these MIDCs is already there. We are not in doing anything new to go and approach that. We also have our industrial corridor offices where we are anyway giving services and various type of services through our IFMS staffing payroll. So, you know, it is the same geography. We already have the team. We already have the have our establishment there. So there is no cost for us of going and entering and acquiring this kind of business. It is just a very wise thing for us to extend this nationally. And we have tasted success in Tamil Nadu, which is the first one. And then nationally, we are already, our sales team, which is independent for this vertical, is already in talks to several MIDCs while we are talking. Secondly, the Taskmaster Private Limited is a B2C. We have put a team for this B2C. Anyway, we used to do a couple of high rises in terms of buildings or townships, but we never extended our services inside the homes. It used to be always outside the home in a public area. But now we have consciously set up a new team. This is a good market. There are other players which all of us know who are already doing that, but they are doing everything. We are just focusing on the business that we know well, which is infrastructure management. All our competencies, we are extending it to the residential sector. Upside here is we have our own training academy at Vashi. We have a national training program. We have training curriculums. We have our training division is led by some prominent defense personnel. So when somebody goes to apartment, there are two things. One is a backup of a 25-year-old company which is into this and not just an aggregator. Second is the training can be guaranteed,
And because we have a mechanism of evaluation of the hiring people, which is a very standard norm while we are providing our services to our customers, the residents can be very sure that they are already security check done when they are coming into your house. So very focused approach, expectation from a resident, a family, is a much superior quality of services. Security check done of the people who are deployed there in their homes, and thirdly, well trained, well quality, and a knowledge backup of training of a 25-year-old company. So all our experience we want to bundle and get it through to your residents. We are doing it through we have small e-rickshaws that we have, and they are custom made to carry our vacuum cleaners and other machines, and they will come over to your doorstep and do this. You asked me in terms of geography. Currently we have started this in Mumbai itself. We plan to expand this into Mumbai in the various suburbs, in the western suburb, in the town side, etc., and then slowly move towards Alibag. We have some customers there who have very, very good villas and open that holiday home and villa and luxury villa space there, and then in Goa. This year we want to establish this in these three sectors, and then obviously because we have a pan-India metro present, we aspire to offer these services in all the metros. But this year we will be in these three geographies. You asked me if the billing is started coming in. Yes, I am very happy to say that the billing is already happening now on a daily basis, and we are doing other things like the digital, and all those things are under construction, and people can book our services and start G-paying us. It's a cash business, so you know it's a cash on delivery kind of a business. So we are very, very bullish on this vertical as well. As our 100% subsidiary, this will add very good value to our consolidated numbers going forward.
Sure, that's very helpful. So just one last question from my end. Trade receivables have seen a sharp increase. Any particular reason there?
So I didn't get it. Can you ask me?
Our trade receivables have gone up quite sharply. Any particular reason?
Yeah, because we've gotten into many new business, new contracts in the last year, also in the last quarter three and quarter four. So while these businesses, we start this business, the entire process of documentation, billing takes a little time, and one has to give that for both parties to understand. So therefore you are seeing a little variance in these numbers, but over a quarter they get streamlined because the entire process gets streamlined. So on quarter, because every quarter we will add new business, so if you add one or two very big businesses, or like we've added the hospital here and all those things, so therefore you see this kind of variance, but over the quarter these numbers get streamlined once we understand the processes.
Sure, sir, that's very helpful. Thank you, and all the best, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Podar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible, sir?
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. Sir, just wanted to understand first up on what sort of growth we are looking at for this year, FY26, and something on the sustainability of this fourth quarter performance. I mean, how do you see that?
I mean the way that even I have explained to you in a very transparent manner, we are very, very well geared to continue the same growth trajectory the way that we have. So we will definitely maintain and our growth, because we have that kind of that kind of team. We have a very healthy pipeline, and our prospects look very, very good. So we will continue this, and the Q4 performance also, we will obviously keep on performing quarter on quarter, because you know, our work goes on a daily basis. So the process of business acquisition, evaluation, it just doesn't stop. So we will continue the growth, Deepak, in the way that we have grown. And we will also continue the growth in the last quarter that we have done.
So any range we are looking at, I mean, in terms of for this year as a whole, FY26, I mean, I think in fourth quarter we grew by about 40%, right? But on an annual basis, we grew by about 18-19%. So what is the growth range one should look at?
You should expect us to be somewhere in that zone only. I mean, the aspiration for any company is to do better only. So there is nothing stopping us from being better. But to be very realistic on the call that I am doing to you and the expectations, we will continue the way that we have gone.
I mean, 18-20% is what we are targeting?
We will continue the way we have grown.
Okay, we'll continue the way we are. And any fundraise also we are planning?
We've already taken board's approval in the last board meeting for fundraise for 300 crore for our various projects. But of course, in the current scenario, we are not able to do that. So we've just finished our Q4 and we are into this call. So we have already an approval which we have got. Once we finish the formalities of closure of this financial year, then we will sit and we will figure out how we are going to go about it. And obviously, everybody will come to know.
Okay, understood. Okay. That would be it from my side. All the best. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Roshil from Pink Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello.
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 Yes, sir. Yeah. Am I audible?
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations for the great set of numbers.
Thank you so much, sir.
So my question is that, you know, just wanted to understand the pricing environment for the new contract has been better or compared to last year?
That is a good question. The pricing environment is in the corporate side is definitely is looking a little better for two reasons. Post our listing also, we have been acquiring customers which are very good and who value good service, who value good quality service. So I will say that the pricing environment is a little better than what we have been seeing post-pandemic. A lot of noise, so I can't hear you.
Okay, now is it audible, sir?
Yeah.
So my second question is that, you know, since you said that, you know, this bioenzyme patented technology which we have is going to be commercialized soon. So when can we expect to be commercialized and how big opportunity in terms of revenue we can make over there?
See, this is a very big opportunity. And for us, commercializing this is a next step, something that we've already been doing. As you know, we are already doing the collection, the waste collection and disposal of solid waste for a municipal corporation. Now, we are just taking the discussion forward to, in terms of usability of this bioenzymes to reduce the legacy waste which is there. Now, once we have qualified for one municipality, we obviously get qualified for all municipalities across the country. So there are 28 states and union territories. You can imagine the municipal corporation and you can imagine the potential of this business. It is huge. And the bioenzymes are there. Legacy waste is there in every city, every town, every state. So it is just a matter of time to break ice with the government system there and the usability of this. And it is a long-term business. So once you are in it, it just keeps on going because waste is created on a daily basis at your home, my home, in plants and offices. So, you know, it is a business in perpetual. It is, and we are very, very competent to do that because we are a very large organization with a large footprint. and our reach out is tremendous over the period of time that we get in the last. So it's a very, very good opportunity. So all the opportunities, all the opportunities, whether it is waste, whether it is IFMS, whether it is the vanguarding, staffing, payroll, technical FM, and even this sustainability, we need to be, we are extremely bullish on the diverse portfolio that we have created.
Sir, when can we expect the approval from the Thane Municipal Corporation for this bioenzyme? Is like anything can be visible from your side?
The discussions are going on not only in Thane but with many municipal corporations. So the moment we get an approval, you all will be the first people who will come to know.
And sir, my third question is that, you know, since we are venturing into a new business like wastewater and like Taskmaster, so just wanted to understand that, yeah, you said that in terms of margin, those business will be accretive, but in terms of capital allocation, so once those business, you know, gets a growth, are we going to see an improvement in ROC and ROE?
Sorry to interrupt you, sir, but I would like to request you to rejoin the question queue. The next question is from the line of Kunal Lakhani from Inga Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, I'm audible?
Yeah.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Sir, my question pertains to the tax expense. So in quarter four, we can see there is a disproportionately higher tax outflow compared to previous quarters. So I want to know what is the reason behind this. Is it a one-off adjustment? Any clarification on this?
I think I'll leave Varun to answer the question.
Can you repeat your question?
Yeah. Sir, in quarter four, there has been a disproportionately higher tax outgo compared to the previous quarters. So
yes.
Is this a one-off, or if you can clarify on this?
Yes, because quarter to quarter, we have factored taxation part normal of this, but in the year end, we are factoring all tax factors all put together is the annualized impact, and that's why it is on higher side.
Okay. So can we expect this on in every year, each year?
No.
Okay. Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rushil from Pink Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my question is that since we are venturing into the new business, wastewater and task management, and the margin, there is a margin accretive also. So just wanted to understand on the capital allocation side, will there be increase in ROC and ROE also over the long run?
No, I don't think so.
So ROC and ROE will be like maintaining the same what we are doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And so my last question is that just wanted to understand your thought process regarding the security personnel management business. So since there has been, you know, now we have been seeing a lot of automation or hardware like CCTV cameras and, you know, automation has been applied. So going forward in the long run, do we see that the requirement of security personnel will be less?
We have already made our assessment there, and the cameras and the other technologies, they have been there since a couple of decades now. So which has not stopped the growth of manpower. It is a good complement, both of the technology and manpower complement each other. And there are so many areas, even today nationally, we do not have the internet and Wi-Fi. Also, there are many other pockets in the city where there is any infrastructure. So it is always, now we are moving towards a combination of both. So the manpower will continue to, the requirement of manpower will continue to happen, but also we will have a value-added proposals to combine the technology with it. So if you ask me, it will be a dual benefit for us. We will be able to deploy people and also be able to deploy various technologies and other technology-driven services as an add-on feature to our customers. So it will just add to our entire portfolio.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the answering our questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Agastya Dave. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much for the opportunity. Sir, congratulations on a great set of numbers. Sir, one question is on the way we are doing accounting. So in your standalone numbers and in your consolidated numbers, I see a minority interest component. There is a non-controlling interest which you are attributing to the parent company. So I want to understand, first of all, which is this parent company and which business is having a stake in some of your subsidiaries? I couldn't figure it out when I went through the annual report. That's why I'm asking this question.
This is pertaining to a small JV that we did way back when we did our first CETP project for Ambernath. So it is a JV which is Aquachem. It is just one odd JV that we did. So sometimes when we go for acquiring business, it is that way. So it is just a one odd JV which is there.
So as the company grows, this this amount will remain constant because that project itself is not growing, right?
Yeah, that project is also closed. I mean, that's all. It will close. It is on a O&M stage. So once that O&M tenure gets over, it will get closed.
All right. So one suggestion, sir, just for the following the proper practices and just to avoid this confusion, the P&L mentions this minority interest, but the balance sheet does not. And I checked the schedules. In that, you are clubbing this as part of net worth. The general practice is, there is nothing wrong about it, but the general practice is that it is shown below the net worth as a separate NCI or MI line item in the balance sheet, consolidated and standalone both. Because technically, this is not something I as a shareholder will have access to, right? This is not part of my earnings. This is your JV's, it's a minority interest. So it would be better if you show it separately.
Yeah, point taken, August. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Sir, my second question is...
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Dave.
No, hang on. You allowed the previous guy five questions.
Sir, we have less time.
I have asked only one question. You have said two questions. I've asked one question.
You go ahead.
Please don't, you have... I put in the request at the beginning of the call and I have not...
Sir, you can go ahead with your questions.
Follow.
Go ahead, Mr.
Dave. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Please go ahead.
So my next question is, I understand the base business and the trajectory that you will have in that, but in the new businesses that you are starting, sir, how quickly will they ramp up? So, for example, this wastewater business, next year, what kind of run rate can we see from this business, and will it break even next year, or will we have in these two divisions, will we have some starting of losses?
I am very happy that you got the chance to ask me this question. So,
sir, I put in the request at the beginning of the call. This the moderator has allowed people follow-up questions.
No.
He has not taken my first question. And then I got dropped thrice. It's very, very irritating the way the moderator... And there was a previous guy, he asked you a question. This guy allowed him to ask the question, then interrupted him when you were about to give the answer. So they moderate in such a idiotic way that it's beyond... Sorry for the rant, but I apologize for that. So please go ahead, sir.
No. Thank you so much. And I'm very happy that we are talking here because you have asked a very good question. Wanted somebody to ask that because this is a new area that we have gotten into. And though we say it's a new area, we have the expertise and we had put in a team way back in 2016, 2017 to do this. This is a very good space that we are into. And because these are project-based businesses, The break even, there is nothing like break even because once the project is over, we've already taken all our billed money and revenues and the major chunk, we've already booked our profit. After that, it is a 2-year, 3 years O&M, which we are getting paid for on a monthly basis. So it is a very good business to have. Because it's a cycle. We just if 8-9 month ka project hai, you do the project, you get the money and you're out of the project. It's a very good line to be in.
So we won't have any startup losses.
No, not at all.
Great, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Kindly consider the changes to the minority interest on the balance sheet. Other than that, sir, thank you very much for taking my questions. All the best.
I will do that. You have a nice day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Akash Jhaveri from Time and Tide Advisor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is that, you know, we had mentioned that for the wastewater segment, we have a 1,000 crore outlook for the company in the next 18 months. Are we on track for that? And apart from the 20 crore order that we had received for this division, have we got any more orders?
Yeah, yeah, that's good questions. Yeah, we are all we had a particular business plan. We had already evaluated pipelines. We had already evaluated which tenders that or projects that we will go ahead and evaluate, bid for, work around. Only after that we have gone ahead and made the announcement that we will have an order book position of 1,000 crores in the next 18 months. So when we did that announcement, it was a very well studied announcement. Otherwise, we definitely won't have done such announcements in this domain. So we are the team is there. It is working on a daily basis. The evaluation is going on a daily basis. And there are some very good projects that have been worked out on a national level, whether it is east, west, north, south. As I told earlier, the companies, the plants and the other government bodies are very mindful, giving the environmental compulsions. And the segment also that we are playing this is very, very healthy for us. And so we are very optimistic that we will stick to our projections in this financial year.
Sure, sir. And so in catering, we've been growing at a great pace. You know, we've gone from 30 crores to 74 crores in FY25. So can we continue this trajectory? Because I know that we have only one kitchen in Kalina. So are we planning to put more kitchens, or have we reached optimum utilization in this division?
See, we still have space for manufacturing food in our current kitchen. We have not reached the optimum level of customers that we are servicing. So again, the nature of business is twofold. One is the production which happens in the kitchen, and one is the production which happens on site. So because we are pushing for business in both the domains, so prospect of growing this business is also very high. And even if we reach the optimum level of our production in the kitchen, the business that gives us the leverage to manufacturing food at other locations which is away from the kitchen. So totally, I think it is good potential. We have done very well this year, and we aspire to continue that growth going forward.
Sure, sir. That's it. Thank you from my side.
Thank you.
That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, because of less time, we are taking only one question per participant. So request you to restrict your questions to one only. Next question is from the line of Pankaj Motwani from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my question is on the staffing and payroll management side. So like, I just want to know, like, the what is the typical nature of the contracts in this segment? Like, are they primarily structured basis on the fixed fee arrangement, or based on percentage of wage bill? Like, the because the intent behind my question is to understand the sensitivity of the margin in the segment because of the fluctuation in employee cost. So that's my question.
Yeah, Pankaj, good question. Like, now we are already doing staffing for a range of industries, whether it is manufacturing units, whether or metro rail or whatever. So it is all percentage of the it is a management fee based percentage of the CTC, and it is not per person based. So and these are all 2 year, 3 year contracts which we have. So so it is a good business to be in. And now that whether it is the metro rail or so many other government bodies are also now outsourcing. So we are a little mindful of not getting into per person wage kind of a deal. We only get into staffing payroll management work where it is a management fee base. So where we do the entire billing, and based on the billing, we charge the agreed management fee.
So whenever the billing increases, obviously the management fee.
So margins may remain same because of if there is an increase in the employee cost because of the wage inflation. So our margin remains sustainable.
Yeah, margins always remain sustainable.
And just a follow up on this question, like can you like provide the EBITDA margins of each of the segments?
We don't work on each segment wise EBITDA margins because many a times these are bundled service offerings that we give. Therefore it becomes very difficult.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Prachi from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers. Hello, am I audible?
Yeah. Thank you, Prachi.
Yeah. So, sir, under the current assets, loans and advances have been increased significantly. So, last quarter you have said this was provided to the related parties. So, are there any plans of reducing this?
Yes, we have plans of reducing this over the period of time.
Okay. Because we see, if we compare FY 24-25, it has been increased significantly.
But we plan to reduce them as we go forward.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Hemant Soni, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for providing me the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to ask you one thing. Like initially, we had given a guidance of 20-25% year-on-year growth for the next 2-3 years. But if I take a look at the FY25 numbers, I think we are close to, I don't remember the exact number, I think it's 14%. Okay. So what was the reason in the shortfall? And I also saw the operating cash flows negative. So can we expect, 20-25% kind of growth from 26 onwards?
Yeah, we've always remained that we will be in that zone. So this year also we are in that zone. We have, I think, 18% plus is what our growth. So we have said, and for the benefit of our valued investors only like you are, that we will continue to grow in this scope. We evaluate businesses so that we are adding healthy margins and also maintaining the zone that of our growth of the top line. And so going forward also, anybody can expect us to maintain the same trajectory. Also by way of we adding these new two businesses in the portfolio, which are better, they also have a better margin profile. So overall, we see similar growth and very much numbers that will add value to our shareholders like you. And in terms of your other question, which was there, that is
operating cash flows negative.
We have working capital which we have acquired very new businesses. So that is pertaining to that. You see that negative cash flows.
But sir, what was the reason behind the shortfall in FY 25? We have stated it. We were targeting the even if I consider the lower end, it is 20%, right?
So this, I think the positivity you will see in the current contracts because the new contracts that we have, they will give you a better margin. You will see a better number this year.
So 25% is doable in FY26?
We will not be able to comment on that, Hemant bhai, but...
Any range, 20-25?
We will not be able to give that range, Hemant bhai, because we are talking always about a zone. But try and understand where I'm coming from, and I'm sure you've heard the call with the kind of businesses that we are into, with the kind of now pan-India presence that we are into. Aspirationally, it is always better for any CEO. The aspiration is to better the number. Nobody would like to be stagnant. So, try and understand.
But we had already given a guidance earlier, sir. During the time of our I2, I guess. So what stops us in giving the guidance first?
We will always try to achieve and give you the best numbers, Hemant.
Sir, that is fine. That I understand, sir.
But I mean, what is stopping us? This is what I wanted to know, because we had earlier given the guidance. So I mean, are you seeing some sort of?
We can take a similar guidance of 20%-25% zone as a guidance that we have, and we will keep on growing in that zone.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take this as the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjay Dighe, CEO and Whole Time Director, for the closing comments. Over to you, sir.
So I thank everybody who have called and who have reported themselves to call. And I thank people for asking questions. There are so many things that we learn from these questions as well. So absolutely delighted to answer all the questions, and thank you for finding out time to ask me these questions. Always happy to answer you. I thank the entire team of Crystal Integrated Services Limited nationally, all departments, for putting in their untiring efforts, their hard work and dedication, which drives the company forward through various market conditions and geographies. I thank the promoter family for bestowing all their trust in me and my senior team to take the company forward. Thank our bankers. Thank my valued customers who have stood with me with all their loyalty. And also I thank our IR company Adfactors Savli and her team, the moderators. I hope they do a little better job next time, and that's all. Thank you very much, and wish you all a very good day.
Thank you. On behalf of Crystal Integrated Service Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.